Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 158, A Life-Changing Challenge, Add One Compliment, by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Going on, life optimizers. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the kid who had a gas bubble the size of a watermelon, according to doctors. Too much information? Sorry. Today's a sort of extension of Minimalist Monday, but not really. And what I mean by that is that we have a minimalist author, but this post isn't about minimalism. And before we jump in just about 2 weeks, I'm giving away a book on minimalism to a random person on my email list. So if you want the chance to win every single month, come by oldpodcast.com and join my weekly newsletter. Not only do you have a chance to win stuff, but you get spreadsheets from me to help you optimize your life, plus a video tutorial to go along with it. So again, you can visit oldpodcast.com, or a fast and easy way to join is by texting. Just text the word optimal to the number 44222. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. A Life-Changing Challenge, Add One Compliment, by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Quote, blessed is he who has learned to admire but not envy, to follow but not imitate, to praise but not flatter, and to lead but not manipulate. William Arthur Ward. For the past several weeks, I've been trying a little experiment. It has been quite life-transforming, and I recommend it to you. The experiment goes like this. Include one compliment in every conversation. It's that simple, and it's that difficult. The challenge did not start out for me as an intentional experiment. A few weeks ago, I was spending time with a good friend, someone I look up to in many ways. During a break in the conversation, I mentioned some things I admire about him. I didn't think much of it. In fact, it was actually long overdue. His response surprised me. It was even more emotional than my original compliment. He lifted his head, looked me in the eye, and replied, "Thank you, Joshua. I really needed to hear that today." I was reminded that many people are fighting difficult battles. We put on smiling faces, but deep down, we hurt. Sometimes a kind word is the only source of hope we find in our day. I decided from that moment forward, I would try to be more intentional with my compliments and encouragement. In fact, I would try to work one into every conversation. It has been both challenging and fun. I have not been perfect, but here are some of the results I've noticed. Number one, it benefits others. Compliments encourage others. Through kind words, we remind people of their value and their talents. All of us want to be noticed. Receiving compliments confirms that we are. They provide confidence and joy and hope. Number two, it benefits me. When we share happiness, we receive it. These days, I see more smiles. The experiment also forces me to think less about myself and more about the other person. It is quite self-revealing. I have begun to recognize how few compliments I actually offer in a day. And I've been reminded of the power in my words. Number three, it benefits my environment. The people around us create the environments in which we live, work, and play. Spreading joy among them by fostering a culture of encouragement challenges others to do the same. Our work environment feels different, our home life feels different, and the world around us begins to change just a little bit. Our words are important. They have the potential to carry life within them. And offering heartfelt, sincere compliments is one of the best ways to accomplish that. If you do decide to try the experiment, here are a few things I have learned. Number one, look for a prompt. I found it helpful to associate the challenge with a physical object around me to serve as a reminder, something you will have present most of the day. There's no need to buy anything new. Just attach special meaning to an article of clothing or jewelry. Use it to remind you of the challenge. It can be easy to forget. Number two, let common sense be your guide. Not every conversation needs a compliment. Some are short, some are just in passing, and some people we talk to on numerous occasions during the day. So use your common sense. If you talk to your boss, coworker, or spouse 10 or 15 times each day, offering a compliment each time may get awkward. Settle for a few well-timed, kind words instead. Again, use your best judgment. Number 3, keep it natural. The benefits of the challenge seem to diminish significantly when you tell someone, quote, "Oh, I'm just saying compliments today as part of an experiment," unquote. Using your common sense above will help to avoid those situations. Number 4, try to be specific. It's not always possible, but specific compliments about a person and what you appreciate about them seem to carry the most weight. Number 5, you can always end with a compliment if you need to. More than a few times I offer my compliment at the very end, quote, "It was nice talking to you today," or, quote, "I'm glad you stopped by," unquote, seem to work nicely if I didn't work a compliment into the flow of the conversation. Number 6, using a compliment as a transition can also be helpful. They sound very natural, quote, "Hey, you are good at math. I have a question for you." Quote, "I noticed that you do a good job of managing people. Can I ask you something?" Quote, "You are great at solving problems. Can I get your input?" Unquote. They take some forethought, but work really well. Number 7, the more you know someone, the easier it is to think of something nice to say. As might be expected, the better you know somebody, the easier it is to think of and offer a specific compliment. They tend to flow a bit more natural. Keep that in mind because you'll need to work hard around people you don't know as well. Number 8, learn from your mistakes. There will be numerous times each day when you forget to offer a compliment. Don't give up. Instead, try to learn from it. As you walk away, see if you can figure out why you forgot. There are probably several reasons, but I found one of the most common to be the simple fact that I was more focused on myself during that conversation than the person I was speaking with. Number 9, give it a few days. I recommend committing to the experiment for 3 days. And number 10, take notice of your response. How does the challenge make you feel? More confident? More joyful? What lessons can you learn from it? And how might it affect the words you choose in the future? Go ahead, try adding one compliment to every conversation today. I'm confident you'll be really good at it. You just listened to the post titled "A Life-Changing Challenge, Add One Compliment" by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I love posts like these because they're inspirational, great for personal development, but also beneficial for someone else. You can completely turn around someone's day with something this simple. A lot of people do experiments on themselves, which is nice, and I do that too, but this takes it to a different level because it's affecting someone in a positive way. So I urge you to try it, and I know I will. And if you'd like to compliment me, a great way to do that is to join my weekly newsletter. I send life tips, an inspirational quote, but you also get free spreadsheets to optimize your life, a video tutorial, and you're entered to win a book every single month, if not more. All that is free just for being part of my mailing list. And again, it's a huge compliment for me and helps keep me motivated to bring you the podcast every day. So to join, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. That's the fastest way. Or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join there too. And I greatly appreciate that compliment. And that's that. I hope you're having a great start to your week, you very attractive person, you. I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.